This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Texans on the practice field in 2 hours, 19 days away from the opening of the 2019 season. Texans with the biggest ceiling and the biggest bust potential. A lot of times when a player reaches his ceiling, it can elevate you to a certain situation. Bust potential, you can hit the ground. What are you laughing at? What did I say?
No, our texters loved my list, except for Murph.
Diggity. Matt Murphy. Shout out to Matt Murphy.
But he's wrong.
You're talking about the worst Little League parents.
5 basketball, 4 gymnastics / cheer, 3 baseball, 2 swimming, 1 figure skating. Most of our listeners really appreciated that list. However, somebody said, now I know why you hate water polo guy.
Have any of you actually ever seen a water polo guy?
He's number 6.
By himself?
Yeah, by himself.
Not even water polo, no, just water polo guy.
He's number 6.
Nope, you're wrong on that one.
Shout out to water polo guy, one of our favorite loopholes. By the way, I haven't heard from him lately. What's up with his guy, Kahale Waring, the former water polo guy? Can't stay on the field in football.
You just might hear his name again this segment.
Yeah, it was all right. I mean, you know, like...
Bill O'Brien talking about Kahale Waring early on in camp, and he's had a couple injuries since then. Let's talk about the Texans with the highest ceiling. The highest ceilings in 2019 that could elevate the Texans to a higher level than we anticipate. I think it starts, I'm not going to speak for you. I don't have your list in front of me, but I'm going to say Deshaun Watson is probably on your list, because if a quarterback elevates his play like we saw Pat Mahomes do last year, it can not only elevate your football team in the regular season, but it can give you Super Bowl potential, yeah, a Super Bowl window moving forward. And I think Deshaun Watson is the one with the highest ceiling.
We did these lists. We have 4 with the highest ceiling and 4 with the most potential. Well, I have 4. I think you have 3 with the most potential for bust possibilities. On the highest ceiling, we have 3 of the same names, you and I both. And Deshaun Watson is one of those for me too, only because, we know the ceiling. He's a championship quarterback. Championship quarterback in high school, championship quarterback in college, and in the context of the NFL, you know, I get, you know, the NFL is not college or high school, but what I'm saying is, among the best high school players in his area, in his state, he was the best. Among the best college football players in that context, he was the best. So the ceiling is Super Bowl champion. Is the ceiling for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I mean, if Deshaun Watson plays at an MVP level, then the Texans are a problem in late December and early January. So we both have Deshaun Watson on the higher ceiling. Another guy that I have a higher ceiling, second-year safety Justin Reed. You saw him make a play last year against the Redskins that really won the Texans a game. Washington was driving, 100-plus yard interception to the house. It won a game. I think Justin Reed has potential to make plays like that. I think he could be a Pro Bowl safety if he's able to stay healthy and stay on the field. I think his ceiling's very high. In a good year from Justin Reed, that next step, I think it elevates the defense and makes the Texans' defense, which is going to be involved in a lot of shootouts, it makes it a lot better, and it gives them a chance to win more games.
While I do agree with you, I did not have him on my list. I do
disrespect.
Agree.
Disrespect.
No, just a little brain lock there. But I think Justin Reed does have that high ceiling. Give me another one, because I have 2 more that are very similar to yours.
Will Fuller. I think Will Fuller with Deshaun Watson, he's a Pro Bowl caliber receiver. 13 games, 13 touchdowns, the second highest rated QB to wide receiver rating last year, over 140. When Will Fuller is on the field, and he's only played 31 games in his 3 years in the league, so take it with a grain of salt, and it is a big if. But when he is on the field, specifically with Deshaun Watson, there are a few receivers better than him, and you factor in that he's got Nuke on the other side. I think the ceiling for Will Fuller is through the roof. And really, I think it only depends on health. That, unlike the other guys that are on this list, Will Fuller has shown that he is elite when he's on the field with Deshaun Watson. It's just a matter of health.
And by saying very similar, I mean exactly the same as yours. Will Fuller is on my list as well. Dude averages 15 yards of reception when he catches the ball. That's big time. I mean, that's big time, and he's a touchdown machine. I mean, he's played. You said he's played in 31 games, got 13 touchdowns. That's huge. No, he's got a ceiling of, especially in this offense. Now, I don't know about elsewhere, but in this offense, he's played in 30 games. But in this offense, he's got that ceiling for sure.
For sure. Going through the Texans with the highest ceiling in 2019, Deshaun Watson, Justin Reed, Will Fuller, Kiki QT is on my list as well. Kiki QT, 2 11 catch games last year. DeAndre Hopkins only did that once. Now, he missed 10 games during the regular season, played in the postseason. One of those 11 catch games was in the postseason. He adds an element to this Texans offense that allows Deshaun Watson to get rid of the ball quicker, which is very important behind a questionable offensive line. Also adds that intermediate route, which can open stuff up for the previously mentioned Will Fuller and DeAndre Hopkins. Kiki QT, my final guy with the high ceiling in 2019.
I'm with you on that one as well. I love his game. Well, I should say I love what he brings this offense. They've done a really good job of the complementary with an E, not an I. The complementary pieces to their two best players, meaning Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins offensively. When you have guys like that, what complements them? A guy that can stretch the field. We talked about Will Fuller. And a guy that can be the dump off but still explosive underneath, that's Kiki QT. And I think Duke Johnson is going to be, I don't know about his ceiling, he's an established player already, but I think he's going to be that fit as well. The other one that I have on the highest ceiling is Titus Howard. And only because, not just what we've seen in camp and in the preseason games, that he's been able to learn very quickly and to adapt to the NFL game very quickly. But keep in mind, Alabama State, man. I mean, he's got a big learning curve. I know they played Auburn, his senior year, and they've had some good competition, but it's still Alabama State. And to be able to come as far as he has so far, I think it's huge that he's done as well as he can. I'm kind of pulling for him, too, because of what I talked about yesterday with Andre Dillard. I mean, he's going to be compared to Andre Dillard, and Andre Dillard is just crushing folks right now. And they traded up right ahead of him to get him.
So the guys with the highest ceiling heading into 2019, Deshaun Watson, Justin Reed, Will Fuller, Kiki QT, and Titus Howard. Now let's go to the bad news. Mm-hmm. The guys with the highest bust potential. I have one person who was on my ceiling list and my bust list, and that's Kiki QT. As good as Kiki is when he's on the field, we're already seeing those nagging injuries reappear in his second year, and that was the biggest question mark about him heading into the season. If Kiki QT, if these nagging injuries continue and we only see him for 6 games, to me that's a huge disappointment, and that's why I would put him as a potential bust in 2019.
I have two players on both lists, and QT is one of them for all the same reasons you just said.
Also, I have Lamar Miller, and this is nothing against Lamar Miller. I think when Lamar Miller's healthy, he's a solid running back. You saw him make the Pro Bowl last season. His pass blocking is extremely overrated, but there's just been a lot of tread on those use on those tires from B.O.B., and I just don't know how much longer we can expect Lamar Miller to carry the load that he's been asked to carry in his few seasons with the Texans. So I think if Duke Johnson can be used the right way and the other guys can be used, I think this is important. But if Lamar Miller is asked to carry the load that he's had to carry during his time with the Texans, eventually, we know how Father Time is, specifically with running backs, it'll catch up to you. And we saw it catch up to him at the end of 2018 last year when he ran out of gas.
We did. Now, I don't have Lamar Miller on my bust list, but did you see what the Washington Post posted this morning?
Yeah, they don't seem to really know much about the Texans.
Well, they do and they don't, because they posted a list for each NFL team, players who could be cap casualties and surprise cuts. For the Texans, they have two players' names. One is Jadeveon Clowney, and we'll buy that. Maybe move him along or whatever, trade him. But they also have Lamar Miller. And
there's no chance in hell at that.
There's no chance they're going to have Lamar Miller. They say they could save $6.2 million.
What do they need to save money for? Exactly. They got $40 million.
And they've been wanting a 1-2 punch in the backfield all this time, and they finally got it.
No, yeah, Lamar's staying.
I don't understand that.
For at least a year.
I have the other one that I have on both lists is Titus Howard. As much as I was just raving about how far he's come, I mean, it hadn't happened yet. You know what I mean? And he is from Alabama State. And this offensive line is struggling, and there isn't a surefire left tackle. And he might have to be, you know, thrown to the wolves out there. So that's why I have Titus Howard on both lists.
And he has a broken finger, so we don't know how that's going to impact it. Yeah. B.O.B. said yesterday he expects him to be ready for the New Orleans game. He might even practice before then. We don't know how the severity of the broken finger, but when Bill O'Brien is willing to come out and say Titus Howard is going to be ready for New Orleans, you got to think the broken finger is not a big deal. My biggest bust potential, the final guy on my list, Shontrell Henderson. It seems like Matt Khalil has kind of been the best thing to happen to Shontrell Henderson. And Shontrell Henderson has had trouble staying on the field during his career. You saw him get hurt in the first half last year against New England. I don't want to say he's been dominant in training camp, but I will admit that I've been guilty of focusing more on the left side of the offensive line with Matt Khalil than I have the right side with Shontrell Henderson. And given the fact that durability is a question, given the fact that performance is somewhat of a question, I think McClain even mentioned this yesterday when he came on with us, Shontrell Henderson is my final guy with bust potential.
I've got two more guys. I've got Aaron Colvin. I mean, it's right in front of you. I mean, I don't see how he cannot be on a list because it's right in front of you. What he did last year was not up to par, and he's not.
I don't think he's guaranteed to make the team at this point.
Well, I agree with you because of what I saw Saturday night. You know, and I rewatched the game Sunday. Aaron Colvin played a lot in the second half. That's what they do with guys fighting for jobs in the second preseason game.
And I just put it this way. Aaron Colvin's not going to be here for a third season. They're not going to pay Aaron Colvin that kind of money. And they're bringing in all these corners. So you're going to pay Aaron Colvin regardless. And I know a lot of people say, well, if you're going to pay him, you want to keep him here. This isn't like just typical labor. This is a very, very, very performance-based job. And if there's a younger guy that's going to be here past 2019, which Aaron Colvin is most likely not going to be, then you might as well just take it on the chin, especially with all that cap space, and keep someone that's a little bit younger that's going to be a part of things for a longer time.
Yeah, and the one that I have, the final one I have, is Kahale Waring. Look, I mean, I think he's going to end up on the IR this year. He's a guy that doesn't have a lot of big track record in college catching the football. What do you? How many catches?
Yeah, 41.
Nope,
you're
maybe?
Wrong on that one.
It was not that much. He played water polo. No, I'm just kidding. But I think it's on the table right now. I mean, until he proves otherwise.
I mean, it's going to be hard for me to imagine that a rookie who was already a project to begin with, that we knew he was a project. Bill O'Brien said as much. He said that he hasn't played a lot of football. It's hard for me to envision that in a year in which the Texans are competing for a division title and they're trying to take that next step, with as much depth as they have at tight end, that a guy like Kahale Waring, if he's unable to get on the field in the preseason, do you really think that Bill O'Brien and the coaching staff is going to want to throw Kahale Waring out there to make his debut in the regular season, middle of all this?
Right.
I find it hard to believe.
I mean, he's all right.
I think maybe Kahale Waring shines in week four.
I mean,
next Thursday. Kahale Waring.
Well, that's not a good thing necessarily.
No, I know it's not.
That's not a good thing.
I'm 100% aware. Landry Locker, John Lopez talking about the Texans with the highest potential ceiling and the lowest potential bust in 2019. What say you? 713-572-4610. If the loopholes want to get in, does Baker Mayfield have swag or is he setting himself up for failure? The Browns quarterback puts his foot in his mouth once again. We'll hear it next.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.